Well, I'm delighted to bring on a colleague and a friend. Devin O'Reilly serves at the Detroit Regional Chamber as Senior Director for Community Engagement and Leadership. And he also has a job that not many people, well, maybe not as many people who should know about it, and that is leading something called the Detroit Policy Conference. And I've asked Devin to join us on Focus today to talk about the Detroit Policy Conference. Good afternoon, Devin.
Good afternoon, Sandy. Appreciate the intro.
Absolutely. So listen, many of our listeners will know about the Mackinac Policy Conference that occurs in the spring, but tell our listeners about the Detroit Policy Conference. What is it?
Yes, I like to kind of refer to it as the younger, hipper sibling of the Mackinac Policy Conference. The Detroit Policy Conference has been going on for about 14 years now. This is the 11th one, I had to count, the 11th one that I'll be doing as a part of the chamber. And it's really, it's something where we focus on Detroit and the region. I mean, I think the focus always remains Detroit, but we really pull in a regional approach to the conference, and kind of all these things are interrelated. And so each year we do it, we try to come up with a really timely theme, and we've covered the neighborhoods, we've covered downtown specifically, we've covered civility. And this year I'm really, really excited for our theme, which is driving the innovation economy. Because it's just so important to have this conversation and talk about, you know, global competition for business investment and talent, and how we really need to leverage our assets and foster innovation throughout the region, particularly between Detroit and Ann Arbor.
And what are some of the speakers that you have lined up?
We've got, I'm really excited about this agenda. You know, we've tried to put together a really kind of comprehensive vision, a really comprehensive agenda for the attendees. We've got the private sector represented. So what's the business case for driving the innovation economy? And so you have Kofi Bonner, the CEO of Bedrock, Bob Riney, the CEO of Henry Ford Health. And I think it's really interesting because, you know, when you're hearing from these people, these are leaders in our regional space, and even beyond regional in some cases, who all have really big projects and tangible things. And I'm looking forward to hearing from people like Kofi and Bob, because both of them, you know, whether it be these massive Bedrock projects around innovation, the Renaissance Center, with Bob Riney, you've got the kind of future of health and their West Grand Boulevard campus that they're building. And so there's this tie, that innovation ties all these kind of speakers together. And then in the public sector, we have the university president. So I think it'll be really cool to have President Espy, President Guskowitz, and President Ono all kind of sharing the stage together on a panel to discuss accelerating innovation from the higher education standpoint. And once again, all three of these speakers have really big, tangible, important innovation projects happening right now, with the U of M Innovation Center being built, Michigan State's investment in the Fisher Building and that Henry Ford partnership, and then Wayne State and all the exciting things they're doing in their campus and in the city of Detroit. So just a taste of some of the stuff that I'm really excited about, but it's going to be a great day.
And talk briefly about the role of these new innovation nodes that we're creating. Michigan Central Station, the University of Michigan Detroit Innovation Center. You did mention, you know, what the work that Bob Riney's doing with Kevin Guskowitz up on Grand Boulevard. How do those new innovation centers play into your agenda?
Yeah, they really serve as kind of, in the simplest way of kind of stating it, they serve as the infrastructure for the innovation economy that we're building out here. They are the physical spaces where this innovation is going to be happening, where the culture kind of thrives from. And the cool thing is they're all talking to each other. And I think that that's something that in 11 years doing the policy conference and talking about different topics, we've so often seen issues of siloing and people doing really cool things, organizations and companies doing really cool things, but not really talking to each other about it necessarily. And I think that what you'll see throughout the day is all of these massive projects, these huge, huge innovative projects, and these companies are really talking to each other, and it's not really a competition. They all kind of get it. They understand that, for Detroit to succeed, for our region to succeed, everyone kind of needs to do better. And so there's all kind of a collaborative approach. Michigan Central and Ford know about what Henry Ford's doing, and they both know what Bedrock's doing. And in some cases, they're working together. But I think everybody is kind of on the same page, which is it's just really refreshing to see it in this day and age in the area.
Well, why don't you give our listeners, as we close out here, the date, the time, how to register?
Yeah, of course. So January 23rd is the policy conference. It'll be happening all day at Motor City Casino Hotel, the Soundboard venue, which is beautiful space, very theatric. So a really cool show. And you can go to DetroitChamber.com for more event details. We've got our marketing team's got the policy conference front and center on the page, so you can go get more information, look at the rest of the agenda, and find out about the conference.
Well, Devin, you're doing great work. So appreciate all your efforts. It is always a great event, the Detroit Policy Conference, and I'm really looking forward to the 2025 edition. Thanks so much, Devin.
Absolutely. Thanks, Andy.
Well, folks, my time as the intern here at WJR, filling in for my friend Paul W. Smith, is coming to a rapid close. I'm going to kick it over to Chris Renwick in just a short period of time here. So, Chris,
That's the
what's
best
going on?
internship I've ever seen.
I,
It's pretty good.
I'm a pretty old intern. I think they make movies about people like me, starring Robert De Niro.
And they pull themselves up by the bootstraps. They go on to do great things. I'd love to see that movie.
I know there's a future for me somewhere. It's probably not in radio, but there's a future for me somewhere.
That was great. Great stuff. I can't wait for the Detroit Policy Conference, by the way. I think it's
Well,
going to be awesome.
the partnership with WJR is terrific. So, Chris, we chatted just a bit when I walked into the broadcast booth earlier today. But so the Lions yesterday,
Yeah.
yeah. I was. What'd you think?
I'm less worried about the loss, more worried about the loss,
The loss of
the loss
personnel.
of personnel.
Yeah.
Looks like
Yeah.
David Montgomery is going to be out for the year. Aleem McNeil going to be out for the year. Carlton Davis probably out for the rest of the season unless they make a Super Bowl. So yeah, it's not great. And when you look at the number of guys and the names of guys that have actually been hurt for long periods of time this year, you could make a whole new defense out of them.
Yes, absolutely.
It's stunning. And look, they lost yesterday, but it feels like we got bigger fish to fry down the road, unfortunately.
I had the opportunity to go to the game. I want to thank my friend Bob Riney for inviting me to.
That's good stuff.
In all transparency, my wife grew up in Buffalo, so she has dual loyalties. She
she's part of the Bills Mafia.
No, she's actually a Lions fan. She
Oh,
wore her
okay,
Lions gear,
good, good,
but she was one of the few people walking out that felt pretty good.
Yeah.
I felt better than the rest of us.
Right, no doubt.
Let's put it that way. But yeah, when you go up against, the league's leading offense and our defense is so banged up, the result wasn't all that unexpected.
Yeah.
And actually this I thought the score was a little bit closer than what the play
For
indicated.
sure. Yeah, and again, I think there's lots to talk about, so we'll get into it coming up.
All right, Chris, have a great show. Hey,
Thanks,
to our
Andy.
friends at WJR, thank you so much. It's been an honor, and thanks to Paul W. Smith.